It's time for the NCC Sports Weekly, a look at the events of the North Central Conference. And now, here's your host, Mike Hendrickson.
Hello and welcome to the NCC Sports Weekly. The North Central Conference, one of the premier NCAA Division II conferences in the country. I'm your host, Mike Hendrickson. We focus on basketball as the North Central Conference gets underway with their conference schedule this week. First of all, on the men's side of things, the player of the week for the past week was Matt Siegel of St. Cloud State. He is a senior center from Long Prairie, Minnesota. He posted three straight double-doubles, averaged 17 points, 13.5 rebounds per game over the Christmas break. Meanwhile, the North Central Conference gets underway with their men's schedule on Thursday night. With the exception of a sprinkling of non-conference games throughout the conference schedule, NCC teams are finished playing non-conference competition. They'll focus on their conference foes. The 2006 NCC season opens with a pair of games Thursday, continues with three games on Saturday. The NCC schedule is double round robin. That means each team plays 12 games. Teams will then advance to the Wells Fargo Finals coming up March 1st, 4th, and 5th. On the women's side of things, Lindsay Dietz of Minnesota Duluth and Erica Quigley of St. Cloud State have been named the North Central Conference Players of the Week. Dietz is a senior from Elk River, Minnesota. She averaged 27 points and 10.5 rebounds in games against Michigan Tech, Cal Poly Pomona, and Cal State San Bernardino. This is the fifth time that Dietz has been named Player of the Week. Meanwhile, Quigley, a junior center from Duluth, Minnesota, averaged 29 points, almost 15 rebounds, and over 5 blocks per game against Minnesota State Moorhead, Bemidji State, and Minnesota Crookston. Augustana ran its home winning streak to 28 games with victories over Winona State and Upper Iowa at the Sioux Valley Holiday Classic. Vikings' last home loss was February 20, 2004, against Minnesota State. A reminder for all the information on the North Central Conference, visit the North Central Conference website, www.northcentralconference.org. At the website, you'll find all sorts of information on individual teams, sports, and the great history of the North Central Conference as well. Get out and support these young athletes. NCAA Division II athletics is a great balance of athletics and academics. That's the NCC Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Mike Hendrickson. Thanks for joining us.
This has been the NCC Sports Weekly, a look at the events in the North Central Conference. Join us again for another edition of the NCC Sports Weekly.